As for tonight is for some clouds with a slight chance of sleet and freezing rain after midnight, going down to the upper 20s. Chance of precipitation tonight is 50%. And tomorrow we've got sleet or snow, freezing rain in the afternoon with a snow and sleet accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Highs in the lower 30s tomorrow. A chance of precipitation is near 100%. Yeah. And then tomorrow night, more snow, additional light snow accumulation, lows in the upper 20s. And tomorrow night, they're saying it's 100% chance of snow, so you can count on it. And then on Monday, mostly cloudy in the morning with a partly sunny day with a 50% chance of snow. So things are looking better on Monday with areas of blowing snow and highs in the lower 30s on Monday. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. And as you heard a couple of minutes ago, we are having the WJFF Midwinter Bash. It's going to be a lot of fun. That is coming up this coming Saturday, February 18th. It starts at 7 p.m. It goes to 10 p.m. So that's Saturday night. You know, you could stay at home, or you could come out and join us, come in from the cold, and party with us here with WJFF DJs. I'm a WJFF DJ. We're going to be spinning music for you at the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York. It's upstairs in the Harmony Hall Ballroom, which is a huge ballroom. If you haven't been to the Western Supper Club, it's a perfect dance space. It's got a huge wooden floor, and we're going to have music there for you. So it may be one of your favorite shows. You could come and actually meet one of us on-air hosts, for instance. If you like the mixtape, Jason Tuga will be spinning. If you like living jazz, and who doesn't, Thane Peterson will be there in person. You could even get an autograph. And maybe you like Emma Torres with Spanglish. I'm Kathy Geary. I'm going to be there spinning tunes like you would hear on the Now and Then program. And then at the end of the evening, we're going to have music from At the Edge of Rock with Armand Prati. So, admission is $45 in advance. Tickets at the door are $50. And this does include one drink. And in addition to having all of us on-air hosts spinning a personal playlist just for you there, we're going to have fresh, locally sourced, and creative prepared offerings. That's Saturday, February 18th from 7 to 9 p.m., the WJFF Midwinter Bash. Okay, stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. So we've been listening to a lot of new music on my recent programs. I featured Sting's newest recording called 57th and 9th, referring to the old Hell's Kitchen neighborhood where all the recording studios are. And, you know, Sting is such a master composer, singer, songwriter, that it takes a while for me to actually digest a new recording. And this album has 13 tracks on it, so it's kind of prolific. But there's one song on here that captured my attention. It's called Pretty Young Soldier. And it's kind of an unusual song. The album is generally a return to kind of a rock and roll police sound. But this one particular song to me sounded like a British Isles ballad. And it talks about a soldier. And so the idea is, it used to be a lot more common for young men to go off to war. Wars used to actually be fought by armies that had to answer to a draft. And so this would break up all kinds of families and young couples. And the story in The Pretty Young Soldier is that this girl says to her boyfriend, "I'll dress up like a man and I'll go with you and fight with you in the war." It makes me think of the Civil War or some of the older wars. So I don't know why that song captured my imagination, but we're going to be here a short set, three songs about soldiers. And on the same idea that Sting writes about, there's a British singer-songwriter named Sandy Denny. And she was very big in England in promoting the folk rock movement. There's a band called Fairport Convention, and she was the lead singer. And she left that band in 1969, and in 1970 she forms a band called Fotheringay, which is the name of the castle where Mary Queen of Scots was imprisoned. That's kind of dark. But it's actually they're an amazingly talented band, and she writes a song called The Banks of the Nile. And after that, we're going to move into a more contemporary interpretation of what it might mean to be a soldier for the United States. About a year after the Sandy Denny album, Leon Russell released an album in 1971 called Asylum Choir 2. We'll be hearing his song, Ballad for a Soldier. So let's start with Sting. Pretty Young Soldier.
There are two young lovers, they're pledged to each other's hands. They meet by the river to talk of their marriage plans. "I'm confessing," he said, "I've signed for a soldier, and I'm leaving tomorrow for some foreign land." She watches the pretty young soldiers as they march themselves off to the war. She wonders if she'll ever see him again. Somehow she doubts it, but she has to be sure. So she rode into town on the very next day, undressed herself up all in man's array. With a sword and a musket, she took the king's shilling, and to fight in some foreign war, she said yes, she'd be willing. All you pretty young soldiers, in those uniforms that you've never worn, the captain will come to inspect you all now. Let me down and you'll all wish you'd never been born. The captain astride of his horse's gray flanks pulls the pretty young soldier from out of the ranks. His gaze it is fixed as he's starting to shake. He said, "Follow me, soldier, and listen to the offer I'm willing to make. Come, you pretty young soldier, come and be my right hand. You're having a strange effect on my soul that I don't quite understand. Captain, oh captain, I've confession to make. I love someone else and my heart it will break. And as she released her brown hair from a band, it tumbled all down her shoulders and into his hands. Oh, you pretty young soldier, come and take my right hand. You're having a strange effect on my soul, and now I think
drums to beat, my love. No longer can we stay. The bugle horns are sounding clear, and we must march away. We're ordered down to Portsmouth, and it's many's the weary mile to join the British Army on the banks of the Nile. Don't make me curse and rue the day. to hide the dismal cry.
Stand alone when the charge is made. stray dogs that live on the highway, walk on three legs. They move too slow to get the message. Give up and win, that's all I have to say. We haven't really won.
Ballad for a Soldier. That's from Asylum Choir 2, released in 1971. And before that, Sandy Denny from 1970, The Banks of the Nile. And we started that set about soldiers with Sting's latest recording, just released in November 2016, Pretty Young Soldier. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. So, you know, these songs about soldiers, when I think about the history of pop music and rock and roll and how the folk music of the 40s and the protest songs and the union ballads that Pete Seeger was writing and all of the blues coming out of the South all mixed together with the British invasion, and then in the 60s, we've got rock and roll. And so much of that early rock and roll was politically motivated. In addition to being about falling in love and romance and jealousy and betrayal and all that intimacy of romance, there was a lot of power that came with rock and roll and the ability to change things and to express things into the world that really moved people. And I'm thinking a lot about politics these days and about our president. And there's a couple of songs that really touch on that subject. One of my favorite singer-songwriters, Eric Burdon. You probably know him from the band The Animals. He was also in the funk band War. Eric Burdon released an album in 2013 called Till Your River Runs Dry. And he has a dream that he writes about where he gets invited to the White House and he goes and he talks to the president. It's called Invitation to the White House. It was in 2013, so Barack Obama was our president at that time. Then there's another song about presidents. This one goes back 10 years, well, all over 10 years ago, in 2006, 10 years ago, when we had begun our war with Iraq. Neil Young wrote a song on an album called Living with War. And I have a live recording with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, the Deja Vu Tour. I saw them live at Bethel Woods when they did this concert, one of the versions of this concert. And the song is about George Bush, and it's Neil Young's song, and it's a pretty frank, candid exercise of freedom of expression. It's called Let's Impeach the President. So we're going to get past that and follow Neil into a gentler view of politics and the things that we might do besides impeaching the president. We can also light a candle. So let's listen to three, yes, fairly political songs from three talented singer-songwriters. Let's start with Eric Burdon, Invitation to the White House.
It was a dream, just a dream I had on my mind. When I woke up this morning,
I dreamed I had an invitation to the White House. It was the first of the year. The president said, Eric, I'm sure glad you're here. I've inherited a country that's running wild. He said, I'm so frustrated. I'm asking you for your advice. But it was a dream. Just a dream I had on my mind. And when I woke up this morning, no president could I find. I said, you gotta open up those borders. I'm talking about the North and the South. Let's make friends with our neighbors. We can turn this thing around. We should make friends with the Canadians. They've got more than just snow. And there's a labor force waiting in the land of Mexico. It was a dream. Just a dream I had on my mind. Is an addiction, and the junkies don't want to stop. They're making tons of money with every drip of blood that drops. If you want to be a hero, let's fix America first. Make that miracle happen. You'll be a hero. Just a dream I had on my mind. And when I woke up this morning, no president could I find. Yo, listen to me. I know, Mr. President, you've been given a loaded hand, and war is our culture ever since the world began. I said, bring them troops home, and let's fix this country first. We have the right to happiness, but you gotta get down in the dirt. Just a dream I had on my mind. And when I woke up this morning, no president could I find. When I woke up this morning, no president then could I find. It's just a dream I had on my mind.
Osama bin Laden is a prime suspect?
Why?
I don't know who he is. Or, you know, I just don't spend any much time on him. I want Tim Hill. I want justice. Dead or alive.
Why?
Ex-terrorists, including members of Al-Qaeda.
No,
I didn't say that there was a direct connection between September the 11th and Saddam Hussein. War is my last choice. But we're going to smoke them out. Bring them on.
I think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place. A wiretap requires a court order.
Saddam Hussein has got weapons of mass destruction. Although we have not found stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction, and it is true that much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong, no one can now doubt the word of America.
Now let's impeach the president for hijacking our religion and using it to get elected.
Thank you.
in the darkness. Light a candle for where we're going. There's something ahead worth looking for. When the light of time is on us, we will see our moment come, and the living soul inside will carry on. Light a candle in the darkness so others might see ahead. Light a candle in the darkness when you go.
Neil Young, Light a Candle. That's from his album, The Fork in the Road, released in 2009. And before that, we heard Neil in a more aggressive posture in a live performance with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young from their Deja Vu tour in 2006, Let's Impeach the President. The album was called Living with War, and it looks like 10 years later, we're still living with that same war. We started out with a really fun song from Eric Burdon, the blues-inspired Invitation to the White House. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. So Neil Young not only writes music where he takes advantage of his rights of freedom of expression, and he says the things that he's thinking, but he also is very philanthropically oriented. And he recently went to the protest that's being staged at the Dakota Access Pipeline, where he spent several days camping out with the Native American Indian tribes that are there and other activists who are protesting the oil pipeline and the threat that it offers to water. So he released an album of songs related to that. It's called Peace Trail, and it came out at the very end of 2016, so it's his most current recording. And in the way that Light a Candle is fairly subdued, it has a powerful message. Well, Show Me, the song we're about to hear, is also, it's very subdued. It seems that it's got a kind of a dark energy built up behind it. But I love this song called Show Me. And then we're going to move on to another one of my favorite singer-songwriters, also a Canadian like Neil Young, Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell's last recording, I don't know if it will be ultimately her final recording, was released in 2007. An album called Shine, which was also choreographed and performed by the ballet troupe in Toronto. But we're going to hear the title track from Shine, and it features Joni's on keyboards and singing. Drums is Brian Blade and James Taylor. James Taylor joins her on acoustic guitar on this song. And this song deals with a lot of topics, a lot of them related to climate change, some of them related to politics. One thing about this album, Shine, is it's one of the saddest albums that Joni ever wrote. It's serious. It looks straight into the mirror. And she says what she's thinking. Let your little light shine. Shine on Wall Street and Vegas. Place your bets. Shine on the fishermen with nothing in their nets. Shine on rising oceans and evaporating seas. Shine on our Frankenstein technologies. Let your little light shine. Shine on the dazzling darkness that restores us in deep sleep. Shine on what we throw away and what we keep. Shine on good earth, good air, good water, and a safe place for kids to play. We'll listen to Neil Young first, and then we'll hear Joni Mitchell. This is Neil Young's, from his Peace Trail album, Show Me.
Oh.
you see people being led by the righteous hand, taking care of everyone like they were on a piece of land. Show me, show me, show me, show me. Do you see people's lives being lost on the sacred land? In the battle over water being fought for the baby's hand. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. When the women of the world are free to stand up for themselves, stop gathering dust on the shelves. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. Well, I hear you out there when you say you have to say. I know how you feel, 'cause that's what made me this way. When heaven on earth is improved by the hand of man, and people everywhere get together and join their hands. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me.
Let your little light shine. shine on Vegas and Wall Street. Place your bets. Shine on all the fishermen with nothing in their nets. Shine on rising oceans and evaporating seas. Shine on our Frankenstein technologies. Shine on science with its tunnel vision, shine on fertile farmlands buried under subdivisions. Oh, let your little light shine. Oh, let your little light shine. Shine on the dazzling darkness that restores us in deep sleep. And what we keep. Shine on Reverend Pearson who threw away the vain old God, and kept Dickens and Rembrandt and Beethoven and fresh plowed sod. Shine on good earth, good air, good water, and a safe place for kids to play. Shine on bombs exploding half a mile away. Oh, let your little light shine. Shine on worldwide traffic jams, honking day and night. Shine on another asshole passing on the right. Shine on all the red light runners busy talking on their cell phones. Shine on the Catholic Church and the prisons that it owns. Shine on all the churches. They all love less and less. Shine on a hopeful girl in a dreamy dress. Oh, let your little light shine. Shine, shine, shine. Let your little light shine. Shine on dying soldiers and
patriotic pin. Shine on mass destruction in some God's name. Shine on the pioneers, those seekers of mental health, craving simplicity. They traveled inward, past themselves, let their little lights shine. May all our little lights shine.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. All right, it's just a few seconds before 4 p.m. I've got 42 degrees here at our studios. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233A.